Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
She's the world's greatest singing anchor of all time. And now she's loving you for the first time on television.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
She's lovely, she's talented, and maybe just a little bit
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
You'll also get her masterful impression of Sammy Davis Jr.
The Candy Man. The Candy Man.
Pick up a copy of all your favorite songs reinterpreted by the beautiful voice of Robin. I'm not saying, I'm just singing. KOX 55, Pueblo, Colorado. Blah, blah, blah. Or call 773-883-3161. Tortoise.
It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So if you watch TV weekday mornings, you're probably watching the WGN Morning News, which consistently beats out the national morning shows, all led by the Emmy award-winning team of Larry Potash and Paul Conrad, Dean Richards, Pat Tomasulo, Annabella Vall, and joining us to talk about their 13th annual holiday toy drive and the broadcasting excellence, really, she delivers every day. And that's the co-anchor of the number one morning show in Chicago, and that's my friend Robin Baumgarten. Robin, hello.
I'm like, you can't be talking about me, can you? Excellence, Dave.
Broadcast. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't know how you do it. You save lives, making a difference every day.
Yeah. Sure, if you say so. Whatever you think, that's fine with me.
By the way, we opened with your original commercial from a few years ago from your award-winning LP, Robin Sings, which is probably a collector's item at this point, I would think.
I would think so. And you know what? That's all due to the magic of one Jeff Hoover, one of our producers there. It was his brainchild. And I didn't have to do anything but show up. And you know what the funny thing was when we were making that? I go, hey, so do I have to sing extra bad? Do you need me to do anything, you know, over the top? He said, no.
That's nice. A lot of confidence.
Naturally bad was plenty bad enough. It turns out,
have the voice of an angel. I don't know what they're talking about.
Go on. How have you been?
I am delightful. I'm delightful. Christmas is like 2 weeks away. Like I'm already like shopped out and Christmased out. Are you done with all your shopping already?
Oh, I did do a lot online this year, but there's, you know, a lot of that stuff that you just have to run in the stores for, and it's just, I cannot do it. I still don't do any of that Black Friday shopping or any of that. Yeah. I just can't do it.
You don't have people that go out and shop?
Hello. Dave, this is the Tribune Company.
Yeah,
wait, are we still the Tribune Company? No.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's same business model, so no, there's not people for that, Dave. Come on now. This is an ABC.
That's true. This is not NBC either. But you know, I like shopping in stores. I don't mind doing that, but not at the holidays. If I want to go look at the tree at Macy's, I do it in early November, and then I get the hell out. I don't want to be any part of that. And so I'm like all online. Drop it up on my front porch. If I could afford to have them all wrapped, I'd have that done too. It's just so easy, you know?
It is so true. I will say the one thing the family's been doing since I was little that we do every year and we trek down and do is the Macy's tree and seeing the windows and having dinner or breakfast or lunch under the tree. So that means waiting. At least you get the light up, you know, waiting thing.
The beeper.
When you go to, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can roam around the store a little bit. I mean, back in the day, I remember waiting with my grandmother for just hours in that line to, you know, sit like, you know, 500 feet away from the tree and with your binoculars, you know, just to say that you did it. But I still love going down there every year.
It's tradition. It's absolutely tradition. And I remember doing that as a kid too. I remember going when, you know, in the 70s when there was like, I think there was a record department. I think that's where I might have bought one of my first records was like at Marshall Fields, you know, big.
And they used to have a huge toy department there. Remember, you'd spend hours in there and that's even cut down.
Yeah.
Well, everything changed.
No, I don't like it. You check in your coats. You'd have to walk between the buildings. Remember, the building wasn't connected inside. You'd have to walk outside to get to the other side of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, you know, we're starting to sound like those
you know,
old-timey people. You know, Dave, I remember back when I was... What is wrong with me? When did I become this person?
But it's nice
we're
that you're...
supposed to be young, Dave.
We are young. Actually, we are young. We are young. But, you know, I like that we're taking our kids and continuing this tradition, because I really think tradition, even outside of the holidays, is really important, you know?
Well, don't you find that your kids will be like... excuse me, we always put our shoes by the door on Christmas Eve, and we do this, and it's like, it's a tradition. I'm like, no, we just kind of accidentally did that one time, but if it's a tradition now, I guess everything, they love the idea of a tradition and repetition of doing things like that. Don't you find that?
Funny you say that. It was around Labor Day, and I had to go on business to Minneapolis, and I said to my son and my daughter, I said, well, why don't you come with me? It's really just an hour's worth of stuff. Maybe we'll go to the Minnesota State Fair. I used to live there. I said, we'll see some friends. We'll hang out. I rented a sports car. So I rented like a really cool, like a Camaro from the rental place. So I made it a big deal, and we had a fun day, and it was in and out same day. So the next year comes, and they're both like, well, when are we going to Minnesota? I'm like, and when are we running the sports car? I'm like, well, that was just last year. No, it's tradition. No, it was once.
It's like, well, we do that. Yeah, that's our thing now, Dad.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly,
and you're
exactly.
Like, no, it's really not. But yeah, be careful what you do around the holidays, because all of a sudden it'll be a tradition before you know it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Oh, good
absolutely
night.
Right. Now, we have kids about the same age, and, you know, so different. I'm looking at like their toy list. Or their gift list. It's so different from what we probably put on our list at that age.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, everything's, you know, all the older they get, the gifts, the toys get more expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, for a while there, it was like, okay, you got yourself a Barbie dream house, and it's a little work to put together, but, hey, it's not an iPad.
No.
You know, come on.
I'm like, look, guys, it's Rock'em Sock'em. Look, isn't this cool?
Right? Have you ever tried to put together a Barbie dream house?
No.
I don't know if you've tried it, Dave.
No.
I had to watch a YouTube video, an actual YouTube video, to figure it out, and I still couldn't do it. I was still like tying off elevators with string and rubber bands,
Duct tape.
It kept falling down, but it's like, you know what? I'm doing the best I can.
That's a good mom. That's
the
a good
elves
mom.
Tried their best.
Exactly. But I'm thinking like, a ViewMaster operation was less. Right. It was like operation. The game was like technologically advanced when we were.
And have you noticed a lot of these retro games are back now? You go through the store, Simon, they're selling.
Yeah.
And I saw a retro Atari that they're selling in Target, a gaming system that is the original Atari that they're selling. And they're calling it like flashback Atari or something.
I think that's cool. And you know what? I like, you know, my kids, I have like not so much a tradition, but I mean, we try to maybe at least once a month throw a board game on the table, because otherwise everyone's texting and Snapchatting and there's no conversation happening.
Yeah, but then you have to talk to your kids, Dave. That's a bad idea.
That's true. There's some drawbacks, I guess.
What are you
That's
thinking? Funny.
Well, I get,
What's wrong with you?
I get worried sometimes, though, that like they're texting and Snapchatting so much, and I'm like, have you talked? You know, Josh took somebody to his, you know, he's a freshman in high school, and he took this girl to, you know, his homecoming dance. I said, well, have you talked to her a lot? He goes, oh yeah, we talk every day. And I'm like, driving him, I'm like, no, do you actually speak to her? No. No,
no,
we text and Snapchat.
We just text.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they don't know how to,
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got to say, the older I get, the less I enjoy talking to people anyway. I kind of see where that's going. I got it. I mean, but they're too young to be so jaded. I mean, I'm older, but it's like, get out and talk to people.
Yeah. You know, and I'm looking at the list. Okay, so Josh wants a self-balancing scooter skateboard. Okay. A fan for his iPhone. Are you that exhausted and that hot when you're working on your iPhone that you need a fan connected to it too now?
Phone? Are you kidding? It's a fan that attaches to the top of the phone.
Yeah. It's exhausting. You see that iPhone.
That is awesome. You know what? I got to say, that is the lazy person's perfect gift. I'm going to write that down. When you get
yourself.
The link to that, send it my way.
I will do that.
I'm going to get that for myself.
I will do that. Well, you know, I'm looking at the top five toys of the year. It was like a Fisher-Price Bright Beat Smart Touch Play Space. It's like too complicated to even remember what the hell that is.
I don't even know what that is, what that could possibly be.
But look what's on the list this year. Top five gifts. Girl Scout cookie oven. Isn't that going to rip off the Girl Scouts? But I mean...
I'm sure they're getting a cut of it.
I don't think... I'm sure they are,
They must be. But that's got to be a takeoff of the Easy Bake, right? That's been in there forever.
Yeah. And then there's some Star Wars.
Have you ever tried to bake?
No.
Have you ever tried to bake with the kids love it, but it's another thing. It's exhausting to try and figure out. And it just takes forever, they love it though.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And there's Star Wars stuff, Legos, and something called Pie Face. If you're not careful, you can get whipped cream tossed into your face. That's the big game. Pie Face.
Yes. I saw this because Mike Toomey on our show often goes back and does these flashback retro commercials. Yeah. That's one that was big, I think, in the 60s, and they've brought it back. There's like a commercial from the 60s or 70s where it's like you stick your face in something, and then, the pie will hit you in the face if the timer runs out when it's still stuck on you. We showed that like a couple of months ago. It's funny that that's back now.
So that's a retro toy. All right.
Yeah. Well, you can thank us for that. I think we probably brought, Mike Toomey might have initially, brought that idea back, and he's probably not getting a dime.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, speaking of toys, all right, so every year, 13 years now, the WGN Morning News Drive-Thru Toy Drive is taking place. It's on Monday, December 21st from 5 to 10. It's the sixth one that's benefiting the Jennifer Hudson, Julian D. King Gift Foundation. It's kind of a big WGN Morning News Christmas party all morning long.
It's great. And people can drive through and drop off unwrapped toys for kids. And it's been great that we've been partnering with Jennifer Hudson, I think, for the past 5 or 6 years to do this in honor of her late nephew. And she and her sister come every year. It's so nice. And I think she really enjoys, giving back and giving to the kids in Chicago as well. And it's a great thing. I mean, who doesn't want to give, toys to kids over the holidays? So people can come. And there's different drop-off satellite locations you can find on our website if you can't drive into the city. That's going on now. But if you want to come that morning, the crew's outside taking your gifts as you drive to work, or even if you're, just driving through and then you want to go home and sit on your couch like I'd be doing.
but here's the power of that show. I mean, really, because the ratings are so high. I mean, you guys got over 25,000 toys last year doing this drive and this pre-drive and everything else. That is really amazing. And I like it when you've got that type of audience that you use it for such good. That's some cool stuff.
It is great. And I got to credit our assistant news director, Sandy Pudar, and Jennifer Lyons, our news director. They came up with the idea, and Sandy came up with the idea of contacting Jennifer Hudson to get her on board. And it's a lot of work behind the scenes. So I really just show up and wave, but that's what I do every day.
That's what
Dave.
You do every day.
I'm just there for, I'm just bringing the frosting, really, is all. And I don't know what goes on underneath to bake the cake. So that's about all I got for you
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about these satellite locations. So it's all Ace Hardware locations. And if you donate through the 18th, you get a $5 off Ace coupon. So you even get something back for donating. Apt Electronics. You will receive a $20 app voucher with a donation of a new unwrapped toy. So you get something back at app, too. And then Bob Rohrman, you can drop off stuff at all of his locations again. And again, this is on Monday, December 21st, 5 to 10, the WGN Morning News drive-through toy drive. That's at 2501 West Bradley Place in Chicago. That's Addison and Western. And again, you got 25,000 toys last year, so hopefully you'll have some good weather, because I know it's snowed gets cold and snowy on those days too.
It does. Let's hope the weather's great, and let's hope we have another great turnout this year for all the kids. So thanks for talking about it, Dave, and it's good to talk to you.
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. So I'm going to say Merry Christmas, damn it to hell. I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you too, buddy. Take care.
All right, pleasure as always. You can catch Robin every weekday on the WGN Morning News from 6 to 10. All right, news is next on 720 WGN.